Give a little bit, or give a little bit of your love to me. I'll give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show that you care. I gave a little bit, I gave a little bit of my life for you. So give a little bit, or give a little bit of your time to me. See the man with the lonely eyes. Oh, take his hand, you'll be so surprised, yeah. Give a little bit, or give a little bit of your love to me. Take it on, give a little bit, I'll give a little bit. Now's the time that we need to share, so find yourself, we're on our way back home. We're going back home. Don't you need to get back home?
Hér eru ekki margir í klappliðinu og það eru ábyggilega margir samt að klappa þarna úti þegar að hlusta á Popland á Rás 2 og hér er hjá okkur að spila í beinni útsendingu Roger Hodgson úr hljómsveitinni Supertramp sem verður með tónleika á Broadway í kvöld og ef að þið viljið svona kynnast honum betur og getið farið á netið sjálfsögðu og það er þetta slá honum með þetta upp bara í Google og svo er þetta að fara bara á rogerhodgson.com og lesa í mittlegt og sjá hvernig hann lítur út og slis ef fólk veit ekki eða er búið að gleyma því eða eitthvað slis en Roger er englendingur you're an Englishman from
yep.
Born in Portsmouth
raised near Oxford
and moved to California
when I was 24
yeah
and still in California now
and did all the band move there then
Yes, we did. We went to make an album in Los Angeles and we never left.
You never left.
Well, that's not true. Now, actually, one did go back to England and we kind of spread out. One in Chicago, one in New York. I'm in California still and and actually the drummer goes to Mexico a lot, so.
Yeah. 24 when you moved to California and and still there. But do you look at yourself as an Englishman or are you American?
Kind of half and half now. I don't, you know, I think of myself as a world citizen more than,
yeah.
I mean, I think I still have a lot of English roots, but I do like California. I like the lifestyle in California. The thing I like about it is that you can be who you want to be in California. It's a very free place and very forward-thinking. And obviously the nature in California and the nature in America altogether is just incredible. And that is very much what I love about America.
Já, og hann segist líta á sig sem svona 50-50 englending og amerikana. Hún líka vel að búa í Kaliforníu. Hún líkar svona þetta þessi frjálsi lífstíl og hann segir að þar geti allir verið bara þeir sem þeir eru og svona fyrir mig sem nú bara alveg upp á Akranesi þá kemur það mér nú svolítið á vart en En lagi sem við heyrðum í náðan, Give a Little Bit, þetta eitt af 50 mest spiluðu, það var eitt af 50 mest spiluðu lögunum í Bandaríkjunum á síðast ári og hann segir að hann þakkar það hljómsveitinni Goo Goo Dolls og ég hef nú ekki heyrt þeirra útgáfur reyndar af laginu en þeir hafa eflaust gefið þetta út nýlega og hann búinn að, hann hefur undanfarin ár þá hefur hann gefið stefgjöldin af laginu til dæmis fórnalamba sem að hafa lent í flóðbylgjum svona hörmungum þannig að þetta er góðu maður og hann, það skín á honum, ég get sagt ykkur það en was it 2 years ago that you played in England for the first time in more than 20 years?
Just actually last year.
Last year?
Last year.
How did that feel?
It was good. I didn't know what to expect. But there was a lot of people who had been missing me, who still loved the songs I wrote. And they gave me an incredible welcome. It was very emotional, mm-hmm. actually. And they wouldn't let me leave the stage. It was fantastic.
How many anchors...
How many Anglos came to see me?
No, how oh. many encores did you do?
Encores?
Encores, yes.
Oh, I think, what was it? Two, was it two or three?
Eight or nine?
Two or three, I think, but they would not stop. We had to tell them to go home now.
Já, hann segir að það hafi verið frábært að spila á Englandi í fyrra í fyrsta skipti í meir en 20 ár. But you did not perform anything live... For all these years, and mm-hmm. you didn't play on stage in 20 years?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. I mean, there may be the occasional thing, but I did not go on a tour yeah. till for many years, 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
And it's just the last two or three years that I've been playing, mm-hmm. touring a lot again.
Mm-hmm. And you...
It feels good.
Yeah. But how was coming back after all these years? Did you never thought that it was maybe, you know, something that was just finished? That this was something that you would never do again?
Yeah. From time to time, I thought I wondered if I would ever do it again. Mm-hmm. But that fire never went out. I mean, I knew I wanted to do it again. Mm-hmm. I was not sure on what level I could do it again, but when I kept on hearing my songs on the radio day after day, year after year, mm-hmm. and I realized, well, the songs are not going away. People are still wanting to hear the songs. So it's just a matter of time when my kids are grown enough and the right situation presents itself, then I'll go out and we'll give it a go again. And when I went out again, I realized, one, that my voice was in really good shape, that I really enjoyed myself more than ever, and that the audiences were there and they really wanted to hear these songs, my songs. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really wonderful.
Yes, your voice sounds, at least in my ears, exactly the same.
Well, it is usually. It's a little early in the day today but for me and not for you, I know. But I've been flying all over the place, so yeah. I'm a little jet lagged, but it is very in very good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Já, hann segir að, Rossi segir að stundum hafa hann hugsað sem svo að hann ætti hugsanlega aldrei eftir að spila aftur á sviði eða túra aftur, en svo bara þegar það kerðist þá hafa hann bara mjög gaman að því og hann hefur, hann fær mikið út úr þessu. Segir hann. But will you have any time here to look around, see anything here?
I hope so. I hope tomorrow I'll be going to see some of the sights of Iceland. I mean, I need more than one day. I need a week or two here. It's a beautiful place, and I know there's a lot of places in nature that take a while to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm going to have to come back.
Yeah, come back. And you just released a DVD concert.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we recorded a concert in Montreal about 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out really well. It's beautifully filmed, and so that'll be coming out August the 22nd. It's called Take the Long Way Home, live in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy with it. Yes. And if I'm happy with it, that's big.
That's very good. Are you alone there, or is there an orchestra with you there?
No, this is a solo show with Aaron McDonald, my sax player. Uh-huh. But we make a very big sound. And the wonderful thing about these songs is they sound very complete, even with just me and piano, or me and acoustic guitar, or me and electric piano. There's something, they sound like the day I wrote them. And people, if they want, they can hear the arrangement that they used to when I recorded them with Supertramp in their heads. But they sound very full and complete, even within themselves. So it's very, very interesting.
Okay, Roger, you're going to play one more song for us. Is that a guitar song or a piano song?
It's a piano song. I'll move over to the piano.
Okay, just... walk over there. Já, hann var að gefa út DFD-disk, hann er ekki komin út, hann kemur út núna síðar í þessu mánuð og þar er hann bara einn með saxofónleikarunum sem að verða með honum á tónleikunum á Broadway í kvöld og hann er afskaplega ánægður með þetta og hann segir að ef hann er ánægður þá er það alveg sérstaklega gott. So, Roger, what is the last song you're gonna play for us?
This is a fun song. People probably know it. It's a song I wrote when I was a teenager. I had many dreams, and one of them was to go to America to see all the girls in California, and it was a dream that came true, because 14 years later I was recording my song with Supertramp in Los Angeles. So, and it became a very successful one, obviously. So this is Breakfast in America.